by another prisoner who exclaimed, "I don't know who was here before me, but I love what she's done with the place." Have a great March 4th. The greatest day ever.
7 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One aims to reform policing. The other bill, an election reform measure. The two bills clearing the House without any Republican support. Among other things, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act would ban chokeholds and qualified immunity for law enforcement. That bill now heads to the Senate. The election reform measure would expand mail-in voting. Republicans say that that would make it easier to commit voter fraud and tamper with the election system. The House not meeting today. This in light of intelligence suggesting a possible plot by militia groups to attack the U.S. Capitol sometime today. Law enforcement personnel on high alert in light of that intelligence. Wall Street Dow futures down 15 points. NASDAQ futures off 40. S&P futures 10 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year. Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with. And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes. I is fortunate, because my teacher teached me good, and I learned a lot. Thank yous.
You're listening to News Talk 93.1 FM, making radio gooder again than it ever has been. At 7:03, we got a call. Sparky's been waiting to tell us something. What's up?
Hey, you there?
Hey, Sparky.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
You know, I don't think the Simpsons are going to have any trouble finding material. All they got to do is look around. I mean, there's plenty of stuff out there.
See, I've never been a Simpsons fan, but they write stuff that's in the news, right, into the episodes?
Yeah. Okay. Cutting edge kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I agree. There's plenty of new material to work with there.
Yeah. They'll be okay.
Glad to know that. I still think it's incredible that any show, thank you, 33 and 34 seasons.
My God. Times 22.
Yeah. Only the game shows can claim longer runs than that, or the Today Show, stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
But with Simpsons, the cast of characters has essentially not changed, although they gave in. They will no longer have ethnic characters voiced by non-ethnic people.
Apu or whatever is Apu's not.
Yeah,
is not on there anymore.
I guess they say that's like the blackface of animation or something. To that effect, 7:04.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Hey, we're up 4 degrees in the last hour. We're going to wear off this morning chill very quickly today. Sunshine and just about perfect. We had 66 yesterday. How about 72 today? Mostly clear tonight. chilly, but not as cool as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, high temperature near 70. On Friday, clouds will be increasing during the day, but we're dry. There could be some widely scattered showers possible in the overnight hours Friday night. But before Saturday morning, that should clear out. Dry Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sun over the weekend. Mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Back to the 70s next week. Right now, clear skies, 41 degrees. Prattville is the cool spot with 36 now at 7:06.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
So nice to have you back.
What today?
It's Thursday.
Is this Thursday?
I need caffeine today.
Get that coffee going?
Yes, coffee.
I think I'll go and brew some coffee.
Where's the coffee pot?
No coffee.
No work.
There you go. Enjoy your coffee.
Now get back to work.
Have a great day, everybody. Let's have a great day.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Here's a little rocket science for you.
Okay.
You and I have both been doing Krauskin 3.0 at Infusion.
Right.
It's a technology that's designed to break down that very hard. The older you get, harder it is to get rid of fat in certain places.
Hard lard.
The hard lard, yes. I'm very proud of that invention.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a study now that explains why this is so. Belly fat adapts over time to become more resistant to weight loss. A study... You get the journal Cell Reports?
Yeah, sure. Did you see the pinup inside there this time? No?
Yeah. Human stomach fat, Rich, Jesse, Jay, or the persistent area of weight gain around the stomach effectively goes into preservation mode. So
yeah.
Once it's there, it doesn't want to let go. It doesn't want to go away.
It's defending its ground.
I've got to save this and give this to Ryan Turner and get him on to talk about it. This enables it to fight off attempts to make it go away, including intermittent fasting. But last night at Bomb Hours, there were a bunch of people there last night that I had not seen in a while, and they said I looked much thinner.
Oh, my gosh. It's... very evident. In fact, I told you the lady who cuts my hair, she was so impressed. She watches our TV segment every day.
She would probably notice that I had my hair cut a little darker this morning. Well, it's not because I'm vain. Yes, it is. I'm not going to give the BS detector.
I was going to say I was letting the BS detector do its job.
You probably think this show is about you, don't you?
Boy, that would be a great song.
It would be.
I may think the show is about you,
And you're right. It is.
Anyway, where was I going with this?
Don't know.
You're so vain.
I'm having a Joe Biden moment. When do I get my tapioca?
Where the hell are we?
He said that in Texas
last
week. Oh, God. No, there was a point to this.
I don't know.
Oh, this is my way of protesting. I've been bringing it up for years, this overhead light, which creates an artificial glare on the top of my head. And...
What about the new studio? Will it have the same overhead type lighting?
I don't think we're changing the lighting.
Okay.
Right. I don't think we're changing the lighting of the room. But I don't know.
I can't remember the lighting scheme like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brighter.
We are the steps towards this new studio, which will allow people will be on the app that can watch. Left four views or something.
We're gonna wire it and build it for, cameras to be placed.
Because everybody has their own image in their head of, what we're like, the facial expressions we're making.
And a lot of the times, I'd like them to leave that in there instead of ruin their version.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
I'll have to start wearing a shirt, huh?
And we're gonna have to. We're going to have to fire our newsman.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
He's done. Possibly a conundrum later today about the angriest sports fans of them all.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a conundrum if it was that easy to solve.
All right.
And what else we got? Animal stories later this hour. So we've got plenty. But up next, it'll be Random Facts with Jay, and that'll be followed, as always, by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and we'll go over the food outlet specials for you in just a minute as well. Right now, it is 7:10. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Maya Drew James. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize the first responders who were on scene in Lee County. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Maya Drew James.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine.
That goes back to the very beginning of the lockdown, and it's still great. And now, for those of you who have never heard, a former coworker of ours drowned J. Scott Cruley during a radio commercial. Here you go.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 4th, Hug a GI Day. I tried this last year and it turned into, halt, you are not authorized to be on this military base, lie flat on your stomach and put your hands behind your back day. So if you plan to observe Hug a GI Day, it's best to get permission first.
And now, I love
random.
Random.
There you go.
The GI.
GI. Yep.
Yeah, he worked it in. Good.
Did you know the tallest sand dunes in the world are found in China in a desert called the Badain Jiran, where they have some of the tallest sand dunes? I would get you a size.
Badain Jiran.
Size matters with these things.
Badain what?
I need a vision in my head, because we used to go, I don't know if you went to them in Ohio or if they had them near you, but Lake Michigan along the Indiana shore had amazing sand dunes, and we used to go there for picnics and stuff.
In yes, I've seen them. I've never seen them in person. I've seen pictures.
Now, those were like maybe 75 to 100 feet.
You don't expect
climbing.
To see that, you know,
no.
On the Great Lakes around
and
there.
And they're harder than hell to climb.
Yeah, these average around 660 feet.
Oh, my God.
With the highest being 1,600 feet tall.
That's
tell me the name of the desert again, though.
The Badain Jaran, J-A-R-A-N. Badain.
Oh, Badain.
Badain Jaran Desert.
Badain, that sounds like an adjective. We had a very Badain show today.
Or somebody who used to be in, like, one of those music groups like Duran Duran.
Badain, Badain?
No, I don't know.
Did you know? Various sequels to Space Jam were considered after its success, including something called Spy Jam, which would have had Jackie Chan in it, Race Jam, which would have had Jeff Gordon in it, and Skate Jam, which would have had Tony Hawk in it. So they were trying to do different things like that. Never took off, though.
I've been meaning to watch Space Jam for the last 28 years, and I still haven't gotten around to it.
You're all right.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, you're good. Did you know the first wheelie was performed by a man named Dan Canary, or Cannery, in the year 1890? He was a well-known stunt bicyclist who would do flips, ride with no hands, and even rode down the steps of the U.S. Capitol building, which apparently, I guess, was a big deal back in the 1800s, maybe.
When they came out with butterfly handlebars, we used to be able to... You know, pull back in those, and you could ride on your back wheel for a little.
Yeah.
Not long.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be doing those during my daily bike rides.
Well, good. We want you around for a long time because you can really wipe out. Wipe out.
Did you know the Rupkund Lake, otherwise known as Skeleton Lake in India, is widely known for the hundreds of ancient human skeletons found at the edge of the lake? Research generally points to a semi-legendary event where a group of people were killed in a sudden, violent hailstorm in the 9th century.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And the bodies remained at that location. How'd they figure that out?
Rupkund Lake, or Skeleton Lake. Man. I don't know. I'd have to really dig into the article to find out how this was all
I'd
studied.
Like to stumble on that.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah.
Did you know the world's oldest, largest intact map from the Middle Ages is the Mappa Mundi, located in England? It depicts geographical, historical, and religious highlights of the year 1300.
It's got to be, mapping is an amazing thing. Navigating is an amazing thing.
I am a big fan of maps and nautical maps. I was just at the St. Augustine Lighthouse,
right,
and the nautical maps in the museum there are just fascinating.
I mean, before we had GPS and that kind of stuff, to think that the planes carried somebody who would guide a course to find this tiny dot of land somewhere thousands of miles away, pretty impressive stuff. Back to you, Jay.
This happened in 1996. Are you familiar with a guy by the name of John McSherry?
He was an umpire.
He was. Yeah.
Okay. That's the only John McSherry I know.
That's the same John McSherry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Opening day game, 1996, against it was the Reds.
Was this in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
He died.
He dropped dead right there.
Yeah.
In the first inning. And he was a behind the plate guy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Opening day in Cincinnati is like the biggest deal of the year there. And can you imagine the other umpires, all the players?
No.
Being introduced and there's a dead guy.
That's amazing.
And how do you remove the body without? And I guess they played the game.
I thought they called it, but I could be wrong.
Maybe they did. I don't remember.
Yeah, because the crowd was booing the cancellation, but they didn't know what had happened.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't know, because apparently they got him off the field and were working on him out of sight of everything else. But he passed away, and I guess they canceled the game. I'm not sure it seems like, from the comment here, they said it's understandable the crowd would boo the cancellation as well, since they didn't know what had happened exactly.
Who were they playing, do you know?
It was, oh goodness, let's see, this is a YouTube video that goes with it. I'm trying to see what the teams, it was the Reds opening game in 96.
Did they show him dropping to the ground?
This news article doesn't. It shows him on the field with a bunch of medical people surrounding him. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine if this game was televised, you would have seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is from WCPO9. I don't know what TV station that is.
There was a game at Wrigley Field. I'm guessing this is more than 10, 15 years ago, maybe even longer. The packed house. It's the Cubs and the Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except one of the Cardinals pitchers, a guy named Daryl Kyle, was found dead in his hotel room. He had a lot of playthings, you know, drugs and stuff on the nightstand next to his bed.
Yeah.
And Joe Girardi, this is just before game time, had to walk out and tell 40,000 people at Wrigley Field that they wouldn't be playing that day because the death of Daryl Kyle.
And what year was that?
That was within the last 15, I think.
Wow.
I'm trying to find the other team.
Can you find that? I'll look that one up.
That was playing here, and I can't. Oh, man. It almost looks like the Braves, but I don't think it's the Braves.
All right. Let's see what we got here, Daryl Kyle. All right. June 22nd, 2002. So I was right. 15 to 20 years.
Okay. Wow. I didn't remember that.
Expos. It was the Reds and the Expos. April 1st, 1996.
And what are the Expos today? I'm asking you. I know you know.
I mean, I have no idea. What are they?
The Washington Nationals.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that the Montreal Expos became the Washington Nationals.
Yep. They want to put a team back in Montreal. I think we should take Toronto away from Canada. They can't play there again this year. All this border BS, it's keep it within the 57 states.
So have they made that determination yet?
Well, the first two homestands are going to play in Dunedin, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The Toronto Blue Jays are. After that, they're probably going to Buffalo because it's going to be hotter than Hades in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
For them to play.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about Stan Laurel.
Cool.
Onions.
Yay! I love onions.
Well, apparently we like a lot of onions. I'll tell you about that, in fact. Penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding days way back in the past and everything that that would be involved with a couple's wedding day and the family that would be involved with it as well. And the Vidara Hotel in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Tell you about that as well. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. Everybody that calls the show over the course of the week, like Sparky just a couple of minutes ago, qualifies to win a really cool prize. Tomorrow we have three, as a matter of fact, a Tucker Pecan gift certificate, a Clark's Club membership, and the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. And as we suggested, many have you done, partnering up with a place where you never have to think about, okay, the check engine light is on, where do I go? Don Duncan, they've got state-of-the-art diagnostics, they can give you an answer to that question in a matter of minutes, and have the repair done by certified technicians. For the basics, oil change, tire rotation, tire inspection, and by the way, when they finish the basics, which we call the works, and you can win that tomorrow, they vacuum out your car just to say thanks for choosing us. If you need an accommodation, I got to get my car fixed, but I'm going to need a ride. Well, ask them. They'll take you to your next destination. They'll get you back with your car. They create many happy reunions every day at all three Don Duncan locations. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14. Serving downtown workers, and they'll be going back soon to working in downtown offices. At 408 Madison, just drop your car off and they'll get you to your building. And then, of course, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughn. On Facebook, Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic taking a look around the city right now. We are very busy on East South Boulevard and Highway 31 from Prattville into Montgomery. A little bit of traffic on 231 this morning, heading into Congressman Dickinson Drive. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents reported as of so far. Buckle up, you be safe out there, and keep it here for more traffic updates. If you're looking for a pickup truck, any brand, make, or model, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter's overstocked with pickups. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On March 4th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Patricia Heaton.
It's a girl? We'll name her Patricia.
Deborah.
No, Patricia.
Deborah.
Patricia.
Deborah.
Patricia.
Deborah.
Patricia Heaton. A star is born.
And now, here's Jay heating up your morning with part two of Random Facts.
Topical. Nice.
I mean, it was good today.
Yeah, it was. Did you know Stan Laurel would remove the heels from his shoes to get, I guess, that flat-footed thing as well whenever he was standing next
Did he kind of walk like a Hardy or whatever. A duck walk?
Yeah, and did that as well. They said also that he would, to achieve a flat-footed walk, he removed the heels from his shoes. And when talking with Ollie, he would frequently look at his partner's forehead instead of his eyes. I don't know why that was, but I guess maybe that helped the effect. I don't know.
Yeah, they did some really funny stuff. Laurel Hardy did.
Not to be confused with Abbott and Costello, but...
I think that Laurel and Hardy were funnier than Abbott and Costello. Costello, They ripped off the Three Stooges.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of debate about that, you know, back and forth.
I still like...
when people cared.
Who's on first?
No, that's a classic.
That's a classic bit.
No doubt about it. We'll play it next hour.
Did you know? Americans eat an average of 18.8 pounds of onions every year. Almost 19 pounds of onions every year. Libyans eat 66 pounds of onions in a year.
We eat
only about 18.
Libyans eat
66.
Wow.
That's a lot of onions.
It sure is. But they're so good and just the right things, you know?
I love onions.
I split a victory burger with Mrs. Rutabaga last night, and that purple onion is just, you know, the flat pickle, tomato, and that beef combination, so good.
Let's talk about penicillin.
Want to?
Yeah.
That'll give the show a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Good.
Penicillin, I believe, was invented there's a funny comic about a doctor who says something like, I haven't just invented penicillin. This will cure thousands. And the guy says, from this day forward, everything will be measured from this invention. And then that same year, somebody busts in the door and says, they've just invented sliced bread. This changes everything.
Yes.
And yeah, the same year they invented penicillin, they also sliced bread, and that became is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
How they didn't come up with sliced bread sooner in the historical timeline is amazing.
And what is it? Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Yeah. But anyway, penicillin, when it was originally developed, it was very expensive. The first person whose life was saved with penicillin was a woman who had just given birth and had gone septic with it, but the shot they gave her contained half the penicillin in the world.
Whoa.
Oh, Lordy.
At that time. Penicillin was so expensive that it would be... sure, go ahead.
How expensive was it, Jay? Yeah.
They would extract it from patients' urine to reuse it on other patients.
Ooh.
No thanks.
Biohazard.
Where do you get a...
Try to quit.
Where do you get a urine strainer at? How do you know what's left behind is penicillin and not...
That's how expensive it was, is that they would pull it from your pee. Did you know another creepy facts? Wedding days often used to end with what was called a bedding ceremony.
Bedding or betting?
Bedding. B-E-D-D. Like a bed.
Okay.
Bedding ceremony.
Yeah.
Friends and family would come from all around to watch the brand new couple enter bed. And sometimes they even witness that.
No.
On occasion.
Wow.
No. Jeez.
It's a very strange thing.
That sound effect was a substitute for the inevitable fireworks.
Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Except when I married my lunatic second wife. Oh, my God. I'm in a hotel in Queens, New York, and she's going through all the cards and stuff we got and writing down what people gave and then screaming her head off about some people that didn't get what she thought they should and on and on and on.
On your wedding night?
Yes.
Did you know then that you'd make a wrong decision?
Yeah.
Okay, so be honest. Did you know during the ceremony or before the ceremony it was a bad idea?
Before.
Okay.
I will write that story one day.
Yes,
that
you need
whole
to.
Wedding. Because that started out wrong and ended wrong. But nobody came.
No.
Very disappointed in the bedding ceremony.
No bedding days.
And finally, did you know the mostly glass Vidara Hotel in Las Vegas was said to have its own death ray due to the way that the glass reflected the sun into the pool area at the bottom of the hotel? It was hot enough to melt plastic cups and even singe hair.
Wow.
Jeez. Ooh. That's not good.
Ooh.
Same designer built a place in Las Vegas. Or not Las Vegas. Built the same place in London. That also has a problem with basically making a death ray from the sun.
from the way the glass, from the way the sun will reflect off the glass.
And I'm sure we all had our
Oh yeah. Works in the same vein, same thing. It has an immense amount of focus, and it all points down into the pool. From the way the sun goes up to the position of where the sun is, mm-hmm. it hits that and then shines down on that pool.
I'm talking about, of course, magnifying glasses when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And
it works exactly the same way.
You magnify bugs, uh-huh. set them on fire.
Yeah.
Those are your random facts.
We were sadistic little kids,
well,
weren't we?
We're from the north.
Yeah. Let's talk about Food Outlet. This week's specials. Everything in Food Outlet's cost plus 10%. However, they take select items and mark them even further. And the soda deal of the week, anywhere in this town, are the six packs of half liter. That's a large bottle of all Coca-Cola products. Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Dr. Pepper, Sprite. $2.50 for a six pack. I promise you that is the best. I get a day out of one of those bottles. In the refreshment aisle, known as the dairy case, you'll find Surefine Milk, $2.98 a gallon. Another dairy product they have on sale, Bluebell Ice Cream, $4.98. That's for the full half gallon, and all flavors are included in that. And let's go to the meat department. Split chicken breast, USDA, 97 cents a pound. Boneless pork chops are $1.74. And everything in the meat department you'll save on because it's cost plus 10%. The chicken tenders you're paying $7.99 for at the chains are $2.99 a pound at Food Outlet. And, oh, Ziegler Jumbo Franks, $1.95 for the 1 pound package. So celebrate this weekend with Beanie Weenies. Food Outlet, three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook on Main Street in the preferred community west of 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard north of Atlanta Highway next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Food Outlet. Now let's give a $10 head start to Food Outlet with today's pop quiz question from Quizmaster Jay.
All right, this question comes from Richie Thomas.
Oh, no, Richie. What did young Richie...
It's Richie Tomlinson.
Richie Thomas.
Thomas.
Wants to know that that Major League umpire, John McSherry, passed away on the opening day game in 1996 between what two teams?
Okay. That's the dead umpire question. 272-9228. Now look, if you don't get to win, stay on the line and double your chances in our grand prize drawing tomorrow by doing a follow-up question. 272-9228. Call now.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're busy right now. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. We've got a little bit of congestion on Taylor Road and the Northeast Boulevard coming off of Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents into us at the moment. Buckle up and smile out there. It is a beautiful Thursday. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right. It is 7:38, and our first guesser at the pop quiz question is Dickie S.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
The answer is Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds.
That is correct.
Winner. All right.
Where did they play the game? Where was the game played?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was?
You don't need to answer this. You've already won the contest.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you knew.
What's the question? I'm sorry.
Where was the game played?
It was in Cincinnati, right?
Exactly.
Opening day. Yeah, and it used to be, and I missed this. This is another baseball tradition gone by the wayside. Since Cincinnati has the oldest franchise in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be one of the 10 biggest cities in America for many, many years. Oh, isn't that cute?
Say you woke up.
Oh,
did we woke
puppies
up?
Awake and want something. Anyway, that used to be a big day. They have a parade, the players, everything. And that's why the ballpark was packed. And that's why without knowing what happened, why people were booing. So good work, Dickie. Hang on. Let's do some follow-ups here, starting with Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Did you hear all of Random Facts?
I heard most of them. I was buttering around the house.
Okay. So Space Jams has never had a sequel, but they talked about some sequels to Space Jams. Can you name one of them that they talked about?
Oh, guess what? I don't think I can.
Oh, that's okay.
It's peanut butter.
Peanut butter jam.
I like it.
Should we give them a...
We're gonna give you a grand prize nomination just for that, okay?
Yeah, for being clear.
Right on, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
You can call him Al. That's what he says.
Hey, hi.
Good morning.
Hi,
how
Al.
Are you?
I'm fine. How y'all?
Great.
You know.
Hey, what country eats 66 pounds of onions per capita per year? What country?
Oh, that would be Lebanon.
No.
It is an L country.
It is an L country, but it is not Lebanon. But thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Do you know the name of the country that we're talking about that eats so many onions? 66 pounds per capita a year.
Six-legged dog. You know what? I missed that. I heard that about the U.S. eats 18 pounds.
Yeah, 18.8. Yeah, okay.
But I was checking my vehicle.
Well, you know what?
And I missed that.
Because you knew that the U.S. had 18.8 pounds, we're going to give you a grand prize nomination as well. All right?
That's what I like about this station. Good people.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Greg. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, folks, we are at 7:41. I do believe I have enough content for animal stories in just a minute. Right now, though...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, nearly perfect. High temperature up to about 72. You can't write a better script than this. After this morning chill phase out, mostly clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, high temperature near 70. Clouds during the day will be increasing, but we will be dry. Widely scattered showers possible late Friday night. A dry weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine, mid-60s on Saturday, so a little cooler, but not much. Upper 60s on Sunday, and lows at night will be in the 30s, I think. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies and 41 degrees. It's 7:43.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, we're going to talk about our friends at MPP, Montgomery Paint and Body, and it occurred to me two things. One, that we're 9 weeks into the year and I haven't had to use Montgomery Paint and Body yet. And second, it occurred to me that the 4th of March. Oh, I think that was the day that I slid into a telephone pole last year. So we're is the anniversary of that rainy day last year when I had to call our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, and guess who answered the phone? Brandon Turner. I said, well, you know, the tow truck's here, and they're going to be heading your way. Just want to let you know you're going to get a car. And they took great care of me, because there was significant damage in that situation, and no shortcuts. It kept me up to date on every step of the way. Worked well with the insurance company. So whether it's a mishap or an accident or just a boo-boo where you scrape up on something, Montgomery Paint and Body will take care of you like they take care of us here at Blue Water Broadcasting. Just go by and see them. They're all located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Phone number is easy, and I had to remember it that morning. I'm thinking, what is the phone number? You know, you go blank. Oh, yeah, that's right. 27-REC with a W. It's easy. 27-REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new. Trust me, because I know as good as new and maybe better.
That was a year ago, huh?
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a freaky day, because that was just not news I was expecting to hear from you that day.
Right.
It is 7:44, 16 before the top of the hour. Local news coming up, and then animal stories. I think I have a pretty good idea for a conundrum this morning. I'll run it by you guys, and you can tell me what you think.
All right.
And then we'll give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 7:45.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize first responders who were on scene in Lee County. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's gotta be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
7:46, about an hour from now, we will be doing our Morning Maroon nominees, including a guy who has to pay a $4,000 fine by playing music at a very loud volume and torturing his neighbors. It's whose music he tortured them with that I think you'll find interesting. That's coming up in Animal Stories in just a sec.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adam's Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adam's Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adam's knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adam's Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adam's Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 19. 952-2244.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Chase, we're going to have to get Lincoln on a digital cartoon one of these days. Time for Animal Stories. These are true tales from the Wild Kingdom, pun intended, Wolfman to the vocal.
That was good.
Just nailed it.
That was really good.
Waiting for some praise here.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Great.
Doing their own damn thing.
I was,
so.
No.
We're making sure this show runs efficiently. We're making sure we're all on key here.
A horse in the United Kingdom was left with such a huge hernia on her belly as a result of overbreeding that rescuers... What?
How huge was it? The hernia.
Instead of a horse, they thought they were rescuing a cow.
Goodness.
Yeah. Wow. The animal, ironically named Minstrel, kid you not, recently found abandoned in a field in Braintree near Essex with a swollen belly and black and white markings on her face. I thought she was a cow because the hernia looked like a great big udder. Rescuer Sue Barton told the newspaper the discoloration on the 28-year-old horse's face was caused by a skin condition, which experts believe is a result of chronic overbreeding in horses. However, she's been rescued, and she will continue to pursue a life of religious freedom over there in the UK. But, I mean, that's quite the mutation there. Let's move on to another creature known as the black-footed ferret.
Okay.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the successful cloning of a black-footed ferret, the first time an endangered U.S. animal has been cloned. The Fish and Wildlife Service said the female ferret, dubbed Elizabeth Ann, was cloned from the frozen cells of Willa, a black-footed ferret who lived more than 30 years ago.
Is that right?
Black-footed ferrets were declared extinct in 1979, but 2 years ago, a small population was found living on a Wyoming farmer's property. Officials said all black-footed ferrets alive today are descended from 7 individuals.
Wow. Really?
So a species has been saved.
Have you ever been bit by a ferret?
I have not, no.
No, but I got to tell you a lame-ass story about a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. It wouldn't have fit. No, I she had a spare room.
Uh-huh.
With nothing but ferrets.
Oh, more than one ferret?
Cages, you know. And, you know, I don't mind them.
They stink, don't they?
Very.
They have a smell.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Let me tell you something. You need a gas mask to go into that room. I didn't see it. But here's the thing. I was relaxing in bed, and all of a sudden I feel all these furry things running up and down my legs and up my arm.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
Oh, it was. I mean,
it's creepy.
Stop this. I didn't quite put it that way. I used language that is not appropriate for radio. And I didn't want to hurt him. I certainly didn't want to hurt him, and I didn't. But, man, that's just not a feeling. Maybe somebody else finds that.
I don't get it. That, yeah, I remember being bit one time by a ferret at a friend's house.
I've been bit by a horse.
I guess they can do that.
Yes, and it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
No. Very painful.
But Slick never did that to me or Janelle. He was such a...
Never been bitten by one of mine. It was when I was working for the vet.
It is 7:55. Yeah, don't sleep with ferrets. Unless you're totally comfortable with that concept.
Don't sleep in the subway either.
Darling. That should be the... Why don't you do that in the School of Broadcasting someday?
You want to do a Petula Clark Week?
Petula Clark Week. That song's that youths like Jesse Lynn should know about.
What's the name again?
Petula Clark.
That was great.
And there was a song, and I forget the group did it. Maybe you can find out. Look it up real fast. There was a song called It's Up to You, Petula.
Is that right?
Yes, but I can't remember the name.
Edison Lighthouse.
Yeah, it was the follow-up to...
Oh, Love Grows Where My Rosemary goes, and yeah. Nobody knows like me.
Is it like me or but me?
But me, maybe.
You can look that up, too.
It's that same album, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they had too many albums.
Edison Lighthouse's greatest hits. We're going to drop our format one morning just to play that and celebrate that great music.
Edison Lighthouse Friday.
It is 7:56. Occasions, well, they mark the calendar year-round. Now, we've been through Christmas and Valentine's Day, but ahead, someone listening to my voice right now knows they've got to buy a gift for an anniversary, for a birthday. It could be a male or a female. You know, at Brian Jewelry, one of the things that, because we have such passion for the greatest rivalry in sports here, are gifts that celebrate that, but first class. We're not talking about the stuff you see next to the pickled eggs in a convenience store. We're talking about this is heirloom type jewelry. It's that quality. And if they don't have it in stock, they can create it, because that's what a real professional jeweler can do. That experience goes back three generations. They're so good with a customer that is stuck at idea. You know, calm them down, ask probative questions, learn about the person they're shopping for, and then make suggestions based on that. Because giving a gift is more than just spending money. It's like, I put some thought into this, and this celebrates the essence of you. And that makes a big difference. So trust them the next time you need to find in any price range. And by the way, join their website, brianjewelry.com. Get on that club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And that can also help you with 0% financing for qualified customers with a Synchrony bank account at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Traffic time news in two.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Very busy now on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist. We've got a little bit of incoming traffic on 31 from Prattville and 231 from Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway busy into downtown, as well as I-65 and 85 through the interchange. No accidents reported at this time. Buckle up, be safe. Invisible Fence also has indoor units that are movable. You can take them with you to a hotel or different areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
It's National Grammar Day. Hard to believe we're already at the 8 o'clock hour, and David is on the phone. David, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, all.
Hi.
Music Trivia Thursday.
Yeah.
Who is the only artist to have multiple top 40 hits with multiple groups.
Let's see. What,
multiple groups.
I'm thinking Kenny Rogers was with the First Edition.
Well, wasn't David Crosby or some of those?
Clapton. Oh, Crosby's a good example.
Clapton was Blind Fate, Derek and the Dominoes, the Bird.